One of my favorite trumpeteers, Rick Braun. Boy, I like that. Marty's Party. That's the name of the song. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. The finest in broadcasting anywhere found around the globe. And this is the Boomerang Radio Show. I see two of my favorite cats there. Mike Ward, Mad Mike, from the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast Show. And my all-time great friend as well, Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery. Hey, my friend, how are you?
All right.
Unfortunately will not be with us, but she's taking care of her son. He has a major project that needs her assistance, and what a great woman she is. She's a great friend, just a great lady, great woman, great wife.
Great judge.
Great judge. Just an all-around good soul. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, just like many of our panel and all of our panel, right? These are great cats. Mike, Dr. Demery, Danny Tisdale, Cece. She will not be with us tonight, too, because, Mike, I'm not sure what you've spoken to her and or Dr. Demery. She has some challenges right now in her life. With family and just trying to take care of people. And so we can only pray and wish, her the best, right? And it's going to be all right. It's definitely going to be all right.
Well, she's got her family issues, but she also has, I'm not talking out of school here, but I mean, she has allergy issues and such. And I just received, when I was looking on my computer here, I just received a pollen warning for today and tomorrow. And when that stuff happens out here where I'm probably within 30 miles of Dr. Sims. And when that pollen stuff crops up, it just wipes her out. So she's got, you know, her issues she has to deal with regards to her allergies, and she's got ongoing family issues and such. So yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Keep her in your prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Dr. Demery, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Doing well. Okay, great. We have, as a matter of fact, I had something special because, I'm sure I sent him the invite. I know I did. Hopefully, Brother Tisdale will be joining us shortly too. But just give a little prelude. It's been great. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love what we do, please share it with someone. Okay. There are a host of ways that you can do that. The website, we would love for you to comment on the website. And if you have any issues, commenting, please email me, William@studiowbuzz.com. I know some of you say, well, you know, I tried to subscribe and I had difficulty. Okay. But now, just like this program, as well as Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast or any of our programs, you can click on archives and it's right there. It will allow you to subscribe and also scroll down and leave a comment. We would really love to hear what you have to say. So, we're going to kick this thing off. Dr. Demery, there is something that's growing in the United States. And now it's something tells me that this has been going on for a while, but it's just now reached the surface. And there are some questions and, opinions about this. And the subject is Christian nationalism. And who would be best to start off this program? But you, sir, rather than you. And I have a few questions and then I want you to get into your, whatever information you want to share with us. I want to know, what is Christian nationalism? Okay. What's the purpose of Christian nationalism? Why do we need Christian nationalism, meaning that the country should be a Christian nation when we have, and when this is actually a melting pot, with, hundreds and if not thousands of different religions or sects. So I've always been of the opinion that this country was not founded on Christianity. That was my, you know, And I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, but the floor is yours, Doctor.
Well, I'm no expert on it, but I can just briefly say part of this discussion was melded by the fact there's a new movie out. Some of you may or may not have heard about it. It's called God and Country. And it explains what nationalism is all about. Just to be real brief before we discuss it, it kind of came out of the Tea Party movement. Some of you may remember the Tea Party, and it blossomed out of that. But it's kind of pretty much melded into a Christian nationalist belief. In essence, if you don't believe like we do, then you're either with us or not with us. And like William said, which is so true, this country was not founded on Christianity. It was founded on freedom of religion, and you can believe in whatever you want. Whether you don't have a faith at all, that's okay. Whether you do have a faith, that's fine. And whatever that faith and belief is, that's fine as well. So what some groups have done, like the Christian nationalists, there's some actually more radical than them, but they are a growing movement within the United States that bases their belief system on that everyone should be a Christian, and if you're not, basically you're going to hell. So that's kind of the gist of it. I mean, we'll probably get into a little more as the discussion goes on, but if you want to know more about Christian nationalism, you can just kind of look it up, Google it or whatever, and they'll give you a take on it. So, I don't know, Mike, what have you heard about Christian nationalism? What's your take on what it is?
I don't know a great deal about it, so I'm going to plead ignorant here. So I'm really looking forward to your perspective on this. But let me give you a short synopsis on my belief about religion in general. I think most religions are based in good versus evil, the vast majority of them. And you could be Buddhist, you could be Hindu, you could be Christian, you could be Baptist, you can all these different things. But I think any religion that's worthwhile at all, I think they're all rooted in good versus evil. And if I'm inaccurate, please correct me. And I think that's a good thing, because if you're going to believe in some, if you're going to have faith in something, would you rather have faith in something that's good versus evil, or faith in some satanic, I'm sorry, I was almost said bad words, a satanic cult of some sort. So I'm not so sure that I don't think there's a definitive line so much between religions, because again, I believe that religions exist to help mankind be better and better themselves and better their societies and such. And if you happen to be Buddhist and you're a good person, I'm okay with it. If you're Baptist and you're a good person, I'm okay. If you're Protestant and you're a good person, I'm okay with it. If you're Catholic and a good person, I'm okay with it. As long as you stick to the tenets of good versus evil and trying to do right by yourself, your family, your friends, your community and your society. So it's kind of wide scope. I know, Dr. Demery, but I really like to believe in my heart, in my mind and my soul that the vast majority of people on this earth are good. Mm-hmm. And they just want to exist and raise their families and have a belief in something that's bigger than themselves. So I'd love to hear what you have to say about that. And I don't know anything about what our topic is tonight. So I'm here to learn.
Right. And you know, Dr. Demery, I'm going to toss it right back to you too, because I wanted you to lead this because you brought it up. No, actually you had a whole different subject. No, it was Christian nationalism that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I was going to say something crazy, right? Because I was going to say, this is one of the first times I agree with Mike. But no, it's just the opposite. Mike and I agree on a lot of things. And, you know, and sometimes he's wrong about, you know, some things, you know, okay.
But, yeah, go on. Sure.
But no, on a serious note though, I have to agree with Mike. It is good versus evil. And see, and we have a choice. What side do you want to be on? You know, we do a live sermon.
Hello.
We do a live sermon every Sunday. Excuse me, right here on this network. And it is called Hope is Alive. And it kind of ties into, that title kind of ties into what Mike talked about. I do believe that the vast majority of people out in this world are good. The only issue there is there are a lot of good people that are silent. Then you have to ask yourself the question, why are they silent on certain areas? Is it because of their job? Is it something that would threaten them, their families? Which really gets deep because, if you look at this, some of these radicals, and I think you mentioned the word, Dr. Demery, radical, Christian believers. Okay. They will kill you over what they believe. Now,
is that good or evil?
That is extreme. I don't have to agree evil. With you. And because I'm not a Christian, you're going to hate me because I'm of some other religion, whether it's Buddhist or whether it's I'm Catholic or whatever, you know, whatever it is. Because the whole premise of this society, check me guys on this, that it is not supposed to be, and it's in the Constitution, by the way. It is definitely in the Constitution that this country, you have a right to practice your own religion or not.
Whatever your faith may be.
And I have a problem because I have seen Baptist preachers get up there. If you are not a Christian,
going to hell.
I think you said that, Mike. I believe you said that, right? That is ridiculous. Because you've got some evil people in the Baptist church. You've got evil people. Pick a religion. And you got some evil in that church. And they're there for a reason. Evil only exists to destroy. I promise you that. Okay? So, you can't say because my faith is better than yours. If you both believe in the same, is the word, quite word, right word, deity, Dr. Demery, if you believe in God, then who cares what name you put on your front door? If you believe in good, the pastor today, he says something. And because we were talking about this very thing of Christian nationalism, right? And he said, what happens is the people that proclaim this Christian nationalism, they want all the accolades before they do any work. Now let that sink in for a second. They want the credit because I'm a Christian. Okay. But then, what are you doing to help mankind? Are you one of these politicians that want to cut out free lunch for the impoverished that's going to school? Are you one of those? You want to take away human rights, women's rights, voting rights, medicine, health care. And you call yourself a Christian or whatever faith that's supposed to represent good? How in the hell are you going to say, I represent good, but yet your child can starve while I have lunch?
Because they feel better. They make themselves, it's a psychological thing. And I think I've mentioned this before, but a lot of my background is in psychology. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert. I don't have a degree. So y'all just stand down. But a lot of people, the only way they can feel good about themselves, ooh, and I've said this before, is by standing on the necks of their brothers and sisters. And they somehow feel elevated because they can put you down. Now they feel superior. They put themselves on a pedestal, and they do it with religion. They do it with politics. They do it with social systems and such. And these people, it's short term. And if people would actually listen to what they're doing and how they're doing it, they'd understand that they may get like a feeling of euphoria for a little bit when they put somebody else down. But then guess what happens? It's like a drug. It wears off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to do it again and again and again and again. So the only way they continue to get the drug that they need of feeling good is by continuing to put other people down, to put themselves on their self-proclaimed pedestal.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the hypocrisy here, Dr. Demery, then they hold up a Bible. To me, that's blasphemy. You're going to proclaim.
They're hiding behind the Bible.
That's got to make you sick. I'm not a preacher, obviously. I'm not a person that says, oh, I'm better than you for any reason, or I'm more religious. Well, I'm not religious. Okay. I'm not a religious person. To me, religion, because I put myself, it has a cult feeling to me. This is my feeling. Okay. Am I a spiritual person? Do I believe in God? Oh, absolutely. But are you not going to box me into any particular? Well, yeah. We've got this church over here. Our church is better because of X, Y, and Z. Oh, it's bigger. We've got more money. And nobody's going to tell me that's not part of it. Look at these mega churches and these knucklehead mega preachers. Yeah, I call them knuckleheads. You're taking in millions and millions and millions of dollars, and some of your parishioners, they don't know where their next meal is coming from, and or they're having problems paying their light bill or rent or whatever it is, you know. And what is that church? What is that mega organization? Dr. Demery? Tell me about one of those mega churches that's really doing something for that community that they are taking money from.
Let's go back to the definition, because we've strayed off and started going down another trough here. Let's go back to the definition of what religion should be in this country. There are legitimate religions that are on the books that are based in evil. So it's not about good and evil. Let's look at the fact that there is a church in this country called the Church of Satan. And that's a legitimate denomination. Now, you can disagree with them whatever way you want, but they are a legitimate denomination and they have a right to exist. There are other denominations that are very similar to them. So let's make that clear. It's not based upon good and evil. It's just based upon a faith-based process. Mm. So get the good and evil thing, you know, out of your thoughts, because that has nothing to do with what's going on here.
Really?
That's what it's about, because when the founding fathers founded this country, it wasn't based on, okay, well, if you believe in good and evil, then you're okay. But if you don't believe in good and evil, then you're not okay. Now, that's not what it's about. I mean, it's not about that. It's long as you have the right to believe in what you believe in. Now, you cross the line when you start harming people and sacrificing people and all that kind of stuff and doing stuff with blood and axes. Ooh. And that's crossing the line. But you can believe basically in whatever you want to believe in.
It's America.
We got to lay a foundation about that first. Like my denomination, they call us heretics because of what we believe. Mm. But matter in what you believe. What matters is that you have the right to believe in what you want to believe. And it's not based on good and evil.
I don't disagree, Dr. Demery, that you do have the right to believe in what you want to believe. Well, what I'm saying is that you have some evil leaders in that church. And it could be the preacher, and in a lot of cases, in a lot of churches out here, you've got these charlatans that are ripping people off. Yeah. And they, and so.
That's another thought process.
Well, no, I okay.
Go back to
go
the
ahead.
Core definition of what the understanding of faith and belief is in this country. And the Constitution bears you the right to believe in what you're going to do. Now, I'm right, William, when you say there are denominations, there are belief systems, and they've got some kooks and some nuts in those religions. And they believe in, you know, things that are very contrary to that definition of what I just talked about.
Right.
Well, if you don't believe in what I believe in, then, you know, you're going to hell. That's extremism. And that's not what is talked about here. So the process is, I think once we understand that you can believe in whatever you want to believe in, but it's a paradox, because within that you have people who are inherently evil within itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the paradox within faith, because the Greek word for faith is pistuo, and pistuo has to deal with faith and belief.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, like you guys both just said, and you're correct, there are people within that process that fall under so-called, quote-unquote, well, they're a good religion. They believe in good and evil. You know, then they're okay. They can be a part of our group. No, that's not what it's talking about.
Right.
So what I'm trying to get you guys to see and the audience to see, it's not based upon, you know, whether it's good or evil. You know, it's based upon what you believe in. And though you fall under these groups that, like you guys both correctly said, William, and you're correct, you've got a lot of these, you know, I almost said something I shouldn't have said. I'm sorry.
What happens here?
Are themselves inherently evil. I mean, that's just the paradox within a belief system, because you're going to have some people that stray away from the core values of what their belief is. And that means do goodwill to all people, like Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself and all that kind of stuff. And there are many of these people in denominations that are Christian denominations that don't adhere by, love your neighbors yourself, but yet the denomination has a foundation within that belief system. So here is an example. In the text that we talked about today, Jesus talked about zeal. Definition of zeal is passion and desire and a strong belief in something that you believe in. The people of January 6th had a zeal. They had a belief that what they were doing was right. For whatever reason, where they crossed the line is when they started destroying property, when they started hurting people and attacking those cops. That's when they crossed the line. They have the right to believe in whatever they want to believe in. But you have to always look at the process that you cannot cross the line. The Ku Klux Klan, in some way, some people believe that they are a belief system, maybe even binging on being a faith group. They cross the line when they start kidnapping people and hurting people. But by the laws of this land, they have the right to believe in whatever you want to believe in. And
they do.
They're right. So let's make sure and establish that law.
Yeah.
You know? And that is the process. But like you said, William, and you're right, and Mike, you're right as well. But where the evil comes, and we have to establish what, you know, because that's the term that we use in theology called epistemology, you know, the root and understanding of what evil is.
Mm-hmm.
That is where you cross the line when you begin to hurt other people, deny other people.
There you go.
deny other people to have their right to do what they want to do, free sovereignty, that's when you cross the line.
I agree. I don't disagree with anything you said. Absolutely. And I think that it's not even a difference of the opinion. Where the separation is drawn here, and I'm not going to speak for Mike, but for me, what I'm saying to you is that we have evil people in powers of positions. That's all we're really saying. And right. What do we do about eradicating that? Because, again, and I agree with Mike also.
Stop accepting it. Would be the first to do. Stop accepting it, because everyone's like, well, I can't do anything about it, so I'm going to just sit here and twiddle my thumbs at home. I'm going to make some baked bread and tell the kids to stop it. And that's wherein lies the problem, is we accept this stuff and we think that we don't have a choice and we don't have we don't have a position where we can do something about it. And we become complacent. And when complacency enters your life, complacency kills, and I don't mean literally kills, but I mean it kills your spirit. It kills your soul if you let it enter your life. So don't be complacent. Fight. And again, I'm going to continue to hammer this home. It's back to the fight of good versus evil. And what I think are religions that really benefit society are those that constantly fight evil and lift up good. And if you're a religion, I don't care, again, freedom of speech and all that, but if you're going to do KKK and all that stuff and Satanism, you know, you're not preaching good. You're not helping people out. You're being evil in nature. You're being evil in content. You're being evil in what you spew.
Got to be clear, though. Now we have to be clear. They have the right to believe.
Oh, they do. Oh, no doubt. They have the every. Oh, I defend their right. Doesn't mean I gotta like it.
Right.
Right. And the thing about it is, yeah, you have the right. And Dr. Dimmer, you said it yourself. Believe what you want to believe, because the chance that a person that believes that way, come on, listen to this program. Do you think we're going to convince them to change their ways? No, probably not. And I don't want to even put a percentage on it, you know, but because it could be 0%. But the point that I'm getting at is that how are you going to proclaim that you are following, you know, the Ten Commandments, okay, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and you're going to carry around this hatred in your heart, and how do you justify that? How in the world are you going to justify that? They both can't be true at the same time, in my opinion. You can say, I have love for my brother, but, you know, I hate you because of the way you look. It could be the color of your skin. Your height, your weight, or whatever it is. What I'm saying is there is something deeper going on with this. Could it be a mental illness? Because, like I said again, a rational thinking person would not accept both of those things at the same time. I say I'm going to love my brother, but then I'm going to go around and I'm going to do everything I can to destroy him. Something is desperately wrong, Dr. Demery. Okay? And then what happens is, hold on 1 second, this thing about Christian nationalism, let's get back to that. A lot of these people are radical to the point that they would talk about how many should leave in God, and he got a bag of weapons on the bed ready to go out and kill somebody. So, and this is not an argument against the Second Amendment. Have your guns, okay? Whatever you want to do. I mean, except
yeah,
for when you go
hurting other people, that you got to draw the line at hurting people.
No, what I'm saying is you have these people that will pick up arms against you just because, oh man, Brother Tisdale.
I'm sorry, man. My my device is acting so peculiar here, like it don't know who I am.
Hey, you know, we're having a discussion on Christian nationalism. And you know, I think that based on some of these people that are really proclaiming that, some of these are very, very dangerous people, but I'm going to switch it all the way up and I'm going to do something that none of you guys expect right now. Okay. Because there was something that went on last week, when Mike, decided that, you know, he played hooky. Okay. I said he was out on assignment, but he played hooky. But I'm just going to do this and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Sorry you missed me. I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Thank you, God bless.
Got the news on Friday morning.
Hate you, boy.
But a tear I know you do. I couldn't find. That's why you love me.
You showed me how I'm supposed to live, and now you showed me how to die.
Yeah, I didn't
was
ask
lost till Sunday
that.
Morning. I woke up to face my fear. While writing you this goodbye song, I found a tear. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you. Crying for me. I got up and dialed your number, and your voice came on the line with that old familiar message I heard a thousand times. It just said, sorry that I missed you, leave a message and God bless. I know you think I'm crazy, but I had to hear your voice, I guess. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you. I'm crying for me. Side superstar, I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I'd do it all again. So play it sweet in heaven, 'cause that's right where you wanna be. I'm not crying 'cause I feel so sorry for you. I'm crying for me. I'm still crying. I'm crying for me. Oh. I'm still crying.
That's real good, man. Hey, welcome back.
Man.
Welcome back to the Buzz Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network, circling this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now you're listening to the Boomerang. Now, okay, let me backtrack a little bit because the audience has no idea what I just did right now.
Yeah, because William's being a sneaky butt. I cleaned up my language.
You sure did. Dr. Demery. Okay, join in. You didn't know what was happening. But Mike and the audience, we were in the middle of a car.
Hold on. First, let us apologize. Dr. Demery, we're in the middle of a conversation that's very important, and I'm trying to learn about this Christian nationalism and everything. So please don't be upset with us. But I know where William's going with this, and if you would bear with us for just a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. So last Thursday, and on Thursdays, guys, you got to check out this wild, crazy show. And it's like that because I have a wild and crazy co-host. All right. I'm the only sane one on the
please.
And it's called Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. So we were trying to figure out, there was a tribute, to Toby Keith, at the, Elks Lodge, I believe, Mike, in Redlands.
Elks in Redlands.
In Redlands. And we were going to try to do a broadcast,
a live
broadcast, but we couldn't make that happen. So anyway, and to my surprise, and Mike, and was only supposed to be about 50 people there. After Mike opened his big mouth, there was 130. Okay. Plus. Okay. And then what I didn't know that he was going to call my other great friend, Danny Tisdale.
I didn't know it either. I just hit it like noon. I thought, oh, this would be good. So I called Danny like noon on Thursday,
right,
and said, hey, Danny, I'm a little nuts here, but would you mind helping me with this?
Hey, you guys take it over. Tell us about it. And Danny, the experience, that was obviously a tribute to your brother.
Yes.
The great Wayman Tisdale. And I'm going to say great because I love his music, and I think it's great. So, I can do what I want to do. Okay, I'm a voting age. So, Danny?
I can say this, you know, when Mike called me, it was no problem because it's easy to talk about the individuals that he was asking me to talk about because both of them, Toby Keith and my brother Wayman, not only do I love the music, but I love the individuals. I love them, each one of them, very much. I didn't know Toby as well as Wayman, but Toby was such a genuine friend of my brother's that I have to say that was a genuine friendship of which that they had, you know, and he and Toby had a long time friendship, you know, because they both attended the same college. They both went to OU and they were members of the OU Alumni Society there. So that is how that was started, and it grew into a greater friendship. Now, I didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with Toby because as Wayman moved around the country from California, I was still in California. So, but when at Wayman's homegoing service that we had, Toby was there, and he was very instrumental. And I got a chance to talk with him at that service. And he was just so genuine, man. And he was so hurt by the early homegoing of Wayman. And that song that you just played is a tribute to Wayman that was written by Toby Keith. And they did some other collaborations in music. They did a couple of songs, in the studio with Wayman and Toby collaborating. They did a Barry White? I think it was a Barry White song that they did together too.
Really?
Toby really did a beautiful job on.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And Mike, to think about calling Danny You know, I was smiling, man. I said, oh, wow, God. I wish I had been part of that. We tried, Mike and I tried to connect, you know, us here in Virginia with you guys, you in Texas and Mike in California. We tried to do that. But, Mike, the experience there and what Mike was telling me is that that really warmed a lot of people's hearts. When you came on being Wayman's brother at Mike, go on.
It was incredible. Like William was mentioning, we expected for this. This is a fundraiser. Debbie, who put this on, was on the committee for the Elks for the Veterans Committee. And she chose Toby Keith, rightfully so, to help raise money for their Veterans Fund so they can help veterans that are on the street, that are homeless, that have mental health issues and such. That was the purpose behind that night. And Debbie, rightfully so, she chose Toby Keith as like the vehicle to raise money for the veterans so that that organization, the Elks, could actually help them out. And she bugged me for, well, when she asked me to do this, to DJ it and do the karaoke work and do the presentation and the celebration and all, I said, of course I'll do it, Debbie. I had no problem. And she bugged me for weeks, weeks. She said, Mike, make sure you have Wayman's song. Wait, make sure you have Wayman's song. Make sure Wayman's song. Make sure, crying for me. Make sure you have Wayman. And she,
wow.
Debbie, I have the song. Don't worry about it. I got the video. I got the song. Debbie, stop. And it didn't dawn on me until noon that day that it was going to happen. It was going to be a five to 10 that evening at the Elks here in Redlands. And it didn't dawn on me until halfway through because Mama never said I was the bright boy. It's like, oh, wait a second. I know Wayman's older brother. And I called him at noon my time, which would have been what, 2 o'clock your time, Danny?
That's true.
I called him at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Danny, we got this thing to benefit the veterans, Elks Lodge. I know you know what the Elks are. Could I put you on a hot mic over my phone? And would you talk about your brother and your knowledge of how the song was created and your respect for Toby Keith and all? Would you come on for like 3-4 minutes with me? And I'm like, I'm kind of begging him. And he goes, and he's like, oh, hell yeah, I'll be there, Mike. No problem.
No problem.
So I called him. Now here's the rest, as they used to say. Now the rest of the story. So I promoted this whole thing when I got there at my time, 5 o'clock, Debbie, I have a huge surprise for you at 7 o'clock. So I'm like building her up. I'm building, oh, Debbie, you're going to 7 o'clock, man. This is going to be going to blow you away. And she loves the song. I mean, if you play that song, she bursts into tears just automatically. And she's a wonderful lady.
Wow. You know, go on, Mike.
So
I'm sorry.
And I talked to the crowd also. So every like 30 minutes or so, hey, by the way, everybody, don't leave. Got a special guest coming in. He's going to be on the phone with me from Texas, my friend Danny. And Danny doesn't equate to Wayman at all at this point. I got this special guest going to come in, and you don't want to miss this. So I promoted it. So I'm pushing this with Debbie. I'm pushing this with the crowd. And we expected the 50 people or so, maybe more, and it ended up being 130 people plus.
Wow.
I mean, the place we ran out of chairs and tables. it ended up being standing room only.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
So I promote all this. I call Danny. I call Danny at 7 o'clock. I call him once. He doesn't answer. I call him twice. He doesn't answer. I call him the third time. He doesn't answer. I call him the fourth time. Well, I didn't understand. He was actually working with his band and they were already doing music. So he probably didn't hear me call. So I'm starting to panic because I promoted this big time. Oh no, I promoted this. It's not going to happen. Oh, I'm dying here. I'm dying. So he picks up the phone. And, oh, thank God.
Thank God.
The phone, and I put him on a hot mic. And I said, this is my friend that I've been talking about all evening to you. His name is Danny. We're just going to leave it at that. And he's on the phone with me from Texas. And right now, and I pulled Debbie up to the stage because he was the one really pushing the song. So I pull her up to the stage. And of course, I got the big screen going on. And I play, of course, Wayman's song.
Wow.
Wow. So the audience knows I got this guy on speakerphone from Texas. They got no idea why. So I played the whole song. She's already in tears because she just loves the song. She just adores this song. And so when we finished, I said, Debbie, can you explain to me why that song touches you? So she knew the whole story. And at that point, and Danny, it's a little foggy because that night just went like a rocket. And at that point, I think I put Danny back on the hot mic and I said, Danny, would you introduce yourself properly to Debbie and the rest of the crowd here and tell them your connection to Waymouth?
Yes.
You could have heard a pin drop. Danny properly introduces himself as Danny Tisdale, Wayman's older brother. And then he goes in to everything he knew about the song, meeting Toby Keith, the musical background of Wayman and his upside down, backwards, left-handed bass. He did I owe you. I cannot thank you enough because that crowd, 130 people, absolute silence when you were talking and talking about your background, your brother, the respect and the love that you have for both these human beings that unfortunately are no longer with us. And you did a magnificent job and they're still talking. And I'm still getting texts. This is Sunday. We did it last Thursday. I'm still getting text messages and emails from all these people. And I love you for it. Thank you, Danny.
You're more than welcome, Mike. You really are. I hope that I did a justifiable job.
Oh, please.
Of describing what I did. I was a little bit torn between what I was doing. And then when I saw the phone, cause I had my phone was in my hand at first. And then when I picked it up, cause I was checking around the time we agreed on, and I saw what you had called, and then you called right at that moment. So I answered and jumped up and ran out of the rehearsal. And we went on from that point. It was kind of difficult for me to hear everything that was going on because on the, what I could hear on the open mic was I heard a lot going on, you know, and it probably was, Debbie talking and giving her part of the story. So a lot of it wasn't as clear to me as I could hear. So I had to go and find a room where it wasn't, because music was playing in the room where I was. So I had to get to some quiet space where I could hear it better.
Right. So man, Dr. Dimery,
you made their night, Danny. And again, I owe you. Thank you so much for doing that. And Dr. Dimery, again, I apologize because we were right in the middle of what we were discussing. But this is very important to me to thank Danny publicly. And William, thank you for this opportunity. And
I had to, you know, when you told me, what happened today? And you had you told me this story. And I told Danny, and I said, when I texted him earlier, I said, Dr. Dimery is going to lead off the discussion, and we're going to talk about Christian nationalism. Okay, and so, but in the back of my mind, I said, if I can get him on tonight, and I'm not going to tell Mike, I'm not going to tell Danny, I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to surprise him with that, because when Mike was telling me about the story, Dr. Dimery, it just gave me such joy that two friends could get together and bring joy to somebody else, because the way Mike was explaining to me, people were really, really thrilled with what you guys pulled off that night.
They were touched, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So guess what? I've got another surprise for you. I'll be right back.
I've had enough surprises.
Women Chisdale. That's Toby Keith. Never gonna give you a good thing. Oh, come on now. Keep on doing it. What do you expect? Baby, right on. I love it, man.
You got it together, baby.
Oh, that's too good.
Keep on, whatever.
Go ahead, man.
Girl, I do.
That is real good. That is too good.
Dr. Demery, I promise we're coming right back to you. Because I want to know more about this.
See you through it. I've got to keep you pleased in every way I can. Gonna give you all of me as much as you can stand. Big love to you right now, that's all I wanna do. I know you need it, girl, and you know I need it too. Cause I found what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. Oh, my babe, I hope and I pray for someone just like you.
Welcome back. Hey, this is the Boomerang Radio Show, and the topic was Christian nationalism. So, you might ask, William, how did you switch from Christian nationalism to breaking the
whole segue?
Hey, what about, guess what? Hey, look here. I'm going to take a page out of Mike's book. Just push a button.
No, that's Cece. She's the one that told you that. I just adopted.
Oh, wow. That's Dr. Sims. She is listening. Hey, Dr. Sims. Hey, we miss you. We miss you. Okay. All right. Our heart goes out, and we love you. All right. Don't ever forget it. She's a great topic. Let's get back on. Hey, Mike, Dr. Demery, Danny, Yes. Let's start with Danny. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to transition back to, man, that was, man, I was grooving that, dude.
Yeah, some kind of collaborating right there. I got to say that, but I am so interested to get greater understanding about Christian nationalism.